All right, we are back for our second segment of the show. Having a good time. That was a good segment, Joe. It's nice to have you for the majority of the first segment.
We should try
to do that more often.
I'll try. This is a traffic, the mercy of traffic.
Nice little fucking treat for the audience, hopefully. Well, at least, nice treat for Pip and I, regardless of what the audience thinks. You still there, Pip?
Regardless what the audience thinks.
I don't know. I'm not fucking polling them. I don't know. But it was nice to have you, Joe.
Thank you.
We won't get used to it.
It's our audience. It isn't Reddit. I think they enjoyed it.
Poor Joe gets no Reddit love.
Oh, none whatsoever. Nobody does. Nobody does.
Bunch of losers. What do you
expect?
They're
brutal.
Yeah.
Where the fuck is school? Here we go. I want to do some School of Fools, and I'm fucking looking for the bumper. All right, here we go.
Ring around the roses, pocket full of posies, ashes, ashes, we all fall down.
Oh, Joe had a little stutter on that.
Yeah, I heard that.
Oh, he must have been gargling a cock as he was doing that bumper. It hit his uvula.
Thanks, Pat. Inside. Inside joke.
Pat?
I thought it was Pat. Pat Lamb.
A uvula?
Yeah. No, the way you said that. The way you uvula.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah,
I didn't know. I
channeled. Sorry, folks. Inside joke.
So inside, I didn't get it.
Yeah.
All right. Southern
Pat.
The Southern York County School District principal who became the subject of controversy earlier this year by wearing blackface during a staff meeting will return to the district in a non-administrative position following a one-year sabbatical, the school district confirmed in a statement. Lisa Boyer's year-long leave was approved by the school board at its June 20th meeting. The school district said in a statement, Boyer, a principal at Friendship Elementary School, will return to the district after the 2019-2020 school year. She will take a teaching position, according to the York Dispatch. Her return was approved by a unanimous 6-0 vote. Three board members were absent. At a meeting last summer, Boyer wore a fake mustache, a cap to cover her hair, a man's suit, and skin-darkening makeup for a Family Feud-style game used as a staff team-building exercise. Guess they don't have black people on that staff. I don't know. Boyer said she was dressing as Family Feud host Steve Harvey. The incident came to light when a former district contract employee tweeted about it in January because nobody could keep their fucking mouth shut. So here's the statement from Southern York County School District. The School District Board of Education at its June 20th, 2019 meeting approved a sabbatical request by Mrs. Lisa Boyer. The public school code permits all professional employees to take a sabbatical leave for either the restoration of health or professional development, so long as those individuals possess the requisite years of service and have satisfied other requirements to take their leaves. Mrs. Boyer is entitled to take sabbatical leave under the law of the school district administration, and solicitor both reviewed her request and advised she has satisfied the necessary requirements. As required by law, Mrs. Boyer intends to return to work at the conclusion of sabbatical leave and will return in a non-administrative position with the school district. We wish her well. So she's going to return, not as principal, she's going to return as a teacher. I don't know. Is a self-imposed sabbatical just as good as a suspension?
I don't know. You know, and the whole thing with this is, all right, why was she doing this? Okay, first of all, it wasn't during a class. It wasn't during a presentation in the auditorium. It was a team-building thing that they did at a meeting that they had for the teachers. She did it. Was she goofing on the African-American community? No. She was dressing like Steve Harvey to make it a little fun, you know, just to make a little, you know, just to liven it up a little bit. Should she be suspended?
She wasn't suspended.
Not suspended, but she went on a sabbatical, maybe just till it died down.
I think she's just doing it to die down.
You know, maybe she did it die down.
Listen, in this day and age, you can't do the blackface. But well, you know what? Maybe as a man, I'm offended that she dressed as a man. Maybe she's making fun of men. Maybe that's not appropriate. I mean, where?
But she did it as a goof to look like Steve Harvey because they were doing a Family Feud sort of thing.
Maybe she's being offensive to gender fluid people. One minute she's a woman, the next minute she's a man.
But,
I don't know.
But it's, you know, she wasn't doing it in a racist context. The argument is
blackface is always racist. That's the argument. The argument is you can't really do blackface in a non-racist way, which I get. Because if you know the history of blackface, it is racist.
But it wasn't in it. was looking like Steve Harvey in the context that they were doing a Family Feud. And she figured, you know, I'll look like Steve Harvey on that. It wasn't in a racist context.
It was stupid. I mean, you can't do that today.
I don't, you know.
You can't do that. I mean, that's just where we are. I don't think she was malicious with it.
She absolutely was not malicious with it.
Yeah, you know, anybody. I don't like Steve Harvey, though, so maybe that's a
hysterical. But still, in this.
No, I don't think he is. I mean, listen, she did it for a year. I almost hate to see her lose her job as a principal. She was a good principal, but I guess that's the agreement. Just a weird story. Like, this is not the outrage that a lot of blackface stories deserve. Maybe because she is trying to be like Steve Harvey. I don't know. Maybe, you know, you can't go into class. You can't teach a class.
Which she did not. She did not go into
the auditorium. You can't play Family Feud with the class.
Assembly, yeah. But it wasn't Family Feud. But it was Family. It was Family Feud thing with.
But then again, you know what? In this day and age, you got to fucking know. You got to know. You can't do that shit. That's where we are. Unless you're the president, you can't do that shit. Donald Trump could wear fucking blackface to a meeting, and the Republicans go, "That's not blackface." Unless you're that dude, nobody could do blackface. But listen, I guess you know what? I guess then she chose to do the sabbatical. It's cool, right?
And they brought her back in a teaching position. It was hard. She was probably waiting things to cool down. And that should be the end of it. Regardless, I don't know if they're going to carry on with this, but you know it.
I don't think they will because they voted her back 6-0.
Because yeah, and I don't think it'd be an issue. She did it. She didn't do it in a malicious fashion. It was in context of what they were doing. It wasn't in a contest of a historical a racist thing. You know, it was they were doing something of the Family Feud, and she came just like Steve Harvey.
Pip, you want to weigh in, or should we move on?
No, I think that you said everything that I was going to say. You just, in this day and age, you can't do blackface.
All right, let's go. Let's move on to Turbulent Air.
This is your captain speaking. If you look to your right, you'll see a beautiful, serene river. If you look to your left, majestic mountains. Uh-oh, straight ahead, it seems like we have a big black cloud. We're going to need you to fasten your seatbelts, folks, because it looks like we're in for a turbulent flight.
Oh, funny Joe mentions a big black cloud in that bumper.
Yeah, I'll be taking a sabbatical for the show, folks. I'll see you in 2020.
Joe will be coming back in a lesser position. He'll just be producing. He won't
just
have
be pouring the water for everybody.
Yeah, you won't have an on-air position. Italian airline Alitalia has apologized for an ad featuring a man in blackface portraying President Barack Obama. The carrier is using the online videos to advertise new flights from Italy to Washington, D.C. Each spot featured actors portraying U.S. Presidents Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, Donald Trump, and Obama. The Obama portraying actor, an Italian of Tunisian descent, was covered in black and brown makeup for the video shoot, Al Jazeera reported. His nose was also enlarged, and his mouth and lips were changed for the video. The airline originally defended the video, telling the New York Times on Wednesday that the makeup was applied to the actor's face to highlight his existing features. In a statement on Twitter later Wednesday, Alitalia reversed course, apologized, and said it was not its intention to offend anyone with its advertisement. Alitalia deeply apologizes for the offense caused by the promotion video on our Washington route, the company wrote. It has since been removed. For our company, respect for everyone is mandatory. It was never our intention to hurt anyone, and we will learn from what has happened. I almost feel like they kind of get a pass because it's a different country, and maybe they don't know our history with blackface. You know, I'm like, oh, you know, they apologize. You know, it is.
You couldn't hire a black actor?
Well, I don't know how many of them are running around in Italy.
You know,
Well, they just said that an Italian of Tunisian descent. Tunisia is in Africa.
Right.
Isn't it?
Yeah, but there's also white people there. I'm guessing he was light-skinned. I'm guessing he was like he was probably darker than, say, the average Italian running around there, but probably lighter than what they thought Barack Obama should be.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. This is kind of on the fence for me, too, because they're taking, I'm guessing, an African man, and they're enhancing his features with makeup to portray somebody. I mean, actors in movies have makeup put on them and prosthetics to make them look more like somebody. So I'm not really clear on why this is such an issue.
Well, because they got flack. That's why.
I think when you do it as a like I said in the last story where that woman dressed up, she was portraying a character based on a show they were doing in a group situation. That's one thing. But when you're putting out a commercial, I think they should have used more common sense on that.
Well, I look at this considering America's stereotype of Italians with The Sopranos and Jersey Shore. I think we just call it even and move on. We have come up with some awful stereotypes for Italians. All right, so now we're even. Let's all fucking do better and move on. So but now this next one.
I'm a little offended that they're doing. They're using his likeness to sell something. I mean, I kind of feel like the line should be: if the president is still alive, you can't impersonate him to sell things.
Okay, but then. I mean, I guess, but I mean, everybody does that. That's why you have Barack Obama impersonators. That's why you have Donald Trump impersonators. It is what it is.
No, but they're not selling things.
No, they're fucking selling themselves for a profit. They're playing Las Vegas this week, as a matter of fact, one of them.
So. No, I get that.
Oh, Bob.
You're selling a product.
Hey, we're all selling something.
Yeah, but if you're selling your act, that's one thing, but...
Your act based on another human being. Your act is based on another human being where you put on orange makeup and a wig and a fucking hat and an oversized suit and a tie that's too fucking long, and then you rake in a lot of money. We're all selling something.
I guess. I don't know. It's just like, I think that if it were me, if I were the president of the United States, I would have a problem with somebody selling product in my image.
I think if you're president of the United States, unless you're this president who fucking everything annoys him, I think you're usually a little too busy to worry about shit like that. This guy be like, I can't believe I didn't get a cut. I never liked Alitalia. Bad airline. No Trump Airlines, I'll tell you that much. So maybe at best, third best airlines. Really, really cut rate, folks. They should have hired me. They'll wait till when I'm done being president in 2040. I'll go over there to Italy. I'll cut up. It'll be the best commercial they ever had. I mean, you know, I look forward to that tweet. All right. Former NFL star Colin Kaepernick did not look like himself in a fundraising email that was sent by the National Republican Congressional Committee on Wednesday. The message included a picture of Kaepernick that appeared noticeably altered to make his skin darker and an attack ad that has been used before and is considered by many as racist. One Democratic operative said the NRCC's Kaepernick ad described it as, quote, disgusting. House Republicans are running on racism, plain and simple. It's disgusting. By the way, this is before the fucking president's tweet this Sunday. All the shit that I'm about to read, so we can only imagine what would be said now. But anyway, House Republicans are running on racism, plain and simple. It's disgusting. It's offensive. It should be fireable, but there's no accountability in the Republican Party. The NRCC is one of the main Hill committees run by two major political parties. It is dedicated to electing Republicans to the House of Representatives. The message the group sent to supporters advertised a Betsy Ross mug referenced Kaepernick's opposition to the slavery era flag. Who do you stand with, Donald Trump and the Betsy Ross flag or anti-American flag Colin Kaepernick, the message asked. I don't know. I just want to fucking have my coffee. Why do I got to make a decision? It's a fucking mug. It's a lot to ask on a fucking mug. Let's be honest. I'm just trying to have a cup of coffee to start my day and I got to fucking choose.
Yeah, right.
Can I get back to you around 2 after lunch? Anyway, all right, I digress. Pictures of President Trump and Kaepernick appear side by side in the message. The photo of Kaepernick appears to have been altered to make his skin several shades darker than its original copies of the image. In an email to Yahoo News, NRCC Communications Director Chris Pack insisted the photo was not darkened. Spokespeople for Kaepernick did not immediately respond. The NRCC email advertised a mug emblazoned with a 1770s era flag that supporters would receive in exchange for a $25 donation. It's a fucking expensive mug, Joe. You can get a mug for $3.95 at the Bahamas.
Really? You see what Channel 13 selling tote bags for?
Well, it's a donation. I guess I see what you're saying. I'd rather have a mug than a tote bag, all things being equal.
Yeah.
All right. I see your point. But I don't have to make a decision with a fucking tote bag. The tote bag just has 13 on it, and I go, what the fucking day?
You just paid $130 for the thing, too. It better
not. And it's not asking anything of me. It's just walking around my shit.
It's not asking anything.
This mug is making me make fucking choices. My choice is decaf or regular. I don't want to make
it. Before you throw your wallet and keys in me, what do you think, Davin?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want
Shut
that.
Up, bag. Just carry my shit.
Yes. That's exactly what I'm thinking, John. By the way, write that down. Anyway, it was a clear reference to the announcement by Nike that it wouldn't sell a shoe model featuring the 18th century flag, which we discussed last week. Political ad makers have previously been accused of darkening African-American skin in photographs to appeal in racist sentiment. In 2015, a study of negative ads that aired against President Barack Obama in the 2008 election showed that the campaign of Republican candidate John McCain consistently darkened Obama's skin in commercials. That study also showed McCain's skin was lightened in some ads and found those images appealed to stereotypes and negatively affected some voters' impressions of Obama. During that same race, the campaign of Democrat Hillary Clinton was also accused of darkening Obama's skin in ads, and liberal critics decried it as using racism and race baiting. There's a wide body of evidence indicating that racial prejudice is stronger against African Americans with darker skin, and multiple other studies have echoed the finding that some voters respond negatively to candidates with darker skin. The NRCC's Kaepernick ad comes as the campaign committee has faced criticism for its tactics from even within the Republican Party. Last month, The Hill reported GOP conference chairwoman Liz Cheney told the NRCC's chairman, Representative Tom Emmer, that Republicans raised questions about the NRCC strategy during a closed-door meeting. Their concerns include the NRCC's usage of Trump-style mocking nicknames and political attacks on Democrats. Former Republican Congressman Tom Rooney tweeted a simple message at Emmer in response to the juvenile jabs. "This isn't you," to which they said, "How do you know? We barely talk anymore. You don't write. You don't call. Do I mean nothing to you? Oh, sorry. That's just my mother when I don't fucking call for a while. I apologize."
I thought it was being a couple. You just sit there and look. You know how many times I have to eat breakfast looking at the back of your newspaper?
Yeah, that's what's going on. Let's see. So anyway, they're on a fence and not letting Democrats get away promising their voters action, but coming to Washington front conforming to the new Democratic socialist agenda. That's what the leader, Kevin McCarthy, said. He did not respond to the Kaepernick ad. All right. So here's the thing. I looked at the picture. To me, the whole picture looks like it's like darkened through a filter, including his jersey. So it does look darker, but it's not like his jersey was left light. So the whole thing looks a little darker to me. I mean, it wasn't significant to me, but I'm not looking for it.
But the thing about it is, I'm looking at it too. It's just a smaller shade. And by the way, look at this afro. I mean, it's like, well, you're making a, like, he's got an afro. It's not like he either picture, he looks of African-American descent.
Yeah, but the question is, are they making him darker? Pip, when you looked at the picture, what'd you think?
You know what? If it hadn't been brought up, I never would have even thought that.
Right.
He looked darker. It's just because it looks like you said, like it's gone through a different filter, and it's like, everything is a little bit darker in it, but not noticeably. Like, I would never think that they were trying to darken his skin for effect. It didn't work.
I'll tell you this. I never heard about the McCain and Clinton accusations either to Obama.
Either.
Never heard that. I will say, though, that if they are intentionally trying to darken somebody, I do have a problem with that.
Yes.
But here's the thing, though. Here's the most interesting thing. If you're darkening the skin of someone in order to make them less favorable, you're pretty much admitting that your target audience is racist.
Yes.
Right? I mean, like if they intentionally did that, whether it be Clinton, I mean, yeah, whether it be Clinton, McCain, the Republicans in Congress right now doing fundraising, if that's what you're doing, you're pretty much just saying, yeah, we're trying to appeal to racists.
Could be. Yeah. Could be. But like I said, in this case, like this, it's like you can't. It's a smaller shade different.
Like I said, I would have to really know what the reasoning was behind. Like if you told me, yes, we used a different filter to make him look darker, then I would say that's fucking wrong. Mm. You shouldn't do that. But I don't know what the motive was, and it's not so egregious to my eye where I can say, yeah, you're fucking appealing to race. I can't do that from that picture.
Right.
But
yeah, not really.
But I will say this. I will say this. If they did intentionally darken it, if they did, then they are trying to appeal to racists, and then they're fucking deplorable. And in that way, Hillary Clinton was right. So I will say that. I don't know what the motive was. I can't tell from the picture. I'm being completely honest. But if that was the intention, then yeah, she was right. They're a fucking basket of deplorables. Because if that's what you're fucking trying to do. But I don't know that.
I do see that Trump looks remarkably more pink than orange, so maybe they were trying to color correct.
They were just trying to make him look healthy. No, nobody wants to vote for a tangerine, Pip.
No.
So, yeah, I don't know. Like, if that picture was so much darker, I'd be, like, fucking, like, ripping into them. I really would. I just can't tell from that one, you know?
Yeah, it's not it's not a good example.
So, this is interesting, I think. That's why I put it here. Detroit-based rapper Tiny Jag pulled out of a Detroit, Michigan music festival this week after she learned that white concert goers would be charged a higher price than people of color. Jag, also known as Jillian Graham, told the Detroit Metro News, Detroit Metro Times, that she found out about Afrofuture Fest pay model when a white friend reached out to her and sent her a screenshot via Instagram that outlined the pay difference. The early bird POC people of color ticket was $10, while the early bird non-POC ticket was $20. I was immediately enraged just because I am biracial, Graham told the Metro Times. I have family members that would have, under those circumstances, been subjected to something that I would never, ever want them to be in, especially not because of anything that I have going on. The organizers of the event are upfront that they are charging different prices based on race, including sharing artwork on social media with a caption about early bird tickets that reads, early bird POC tickets are $10 and $20 for non-POCs and on sale until July 17th. Jag said it was hard to cancel the show and apologize to her fans. It's not fun to withdraw out of show, especially at home, especially in your hometown, especially when your supporters have been so good to you, she says. It's also not fun to do that to my fellow black women. Like, that sucks, too. It sucks that this is a thing that's put a wedge here. Afrofuture Fest shared a message on their event page on ticketing site Eventbrite explaining their price discrepancy. They explained that their ticket structure was built to ensure people in the community would have an equitable chance to enjoy the event. Why do we have POC, people of color, and non-POC tickets? I'm glad you asked. Equality means targeting everyone the same. Equity is ensuring everyone has what they need to be successful. Our ticket structure was built to ensure that the most marginalized communities, people of color, are provided with an equitable chance at enjoying events in their own community, Black Detroit, which I was not aware of, Black Detroit. Affording joy and pleasure is unfortunately still a privilege in our society for POC, and we believe everyone should have access to receiving such. We've seen too many times orgasmic events happening in Detroit and other POC-populated cities, and what consistently happens is people outside the community benefiting most from affordable ticket prices because of their proximity to wealth. This cycle disproportionately displaces black and brown people from enjoying entertainment in their own communities. As an Afrofuturist youth-led initiative, the voices of our youth inform our resistance. Here's what they have to say. If you don't see my blackness, you don't see my period T. I don't know what the T stands for. I got to tell you, if black people were charged a lot more at an event than white people, I think this would be a much bigger story.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's discrimination.
I think it is.
It's discrimination. Either, you know, it's either make it $10 or make it $15. And she was right. You know, it was kind of a brave action for her to pull out of this. I mean, she went with her convictions on this.
Listen, here's the interesting. The festival is assuming that all white people have money and all black people do not.
That's a great. That was actually a point that I saw. I didn't make. I'm glad you made that point. Yeah, that's absolutely the absolute truth.
There is plenty of poor white people and plenty of black people that have money.
Yeah.
I mean, just because of your skin color does not. Now, there are ways you can. Like, I admire what they were doing. Like, the fact that they wanted people within the community to go. I admire that because, you know, a lot of times people are priced out of it. But how I would have done it is, you know, there's ways to do these things, I'm guessing. When you order tickets, like if you're paying by credit card, you have to put your area code.
Mm-hmm.
Your zip code. So if you – I would go, well, and I would – what I would do is I would look at average incomes in the poorer area code. So if, like, the average income, say, for a house of four is $35,000, just the number, or lower, you get the $10 ones. If it's more, it's the $20 ones. You know, I feel like there's ways you could do it. You could also do it by your IP address. Go, listen, we know these areas have a lot less income than places further outside where this is going to happen. So if you're from this, when you log on, like, you can identify an IP address. If you're from this area, you can get the $10 tickets. If not, it's the $20. I think you could do it. I think you could try to get your mission across without coming across as discriminating and not putting a Tiny Jag in this position.
Well, you said as discriminating.
I'm sorry.
Pip. Go.
Oh, who's going to be the arbiter of are you of a brown enough skin to be considered a person of color?
That's a great question, too. I mean, Tiny Jag is biracial. Is she black or is she white? I mean, you know. Yeah. It's just...
You know what? Either the tickets are $10 or make the tickets $15 or make the tickets $20. You know, if you're that concerned, make it a lower price so everybody can go. And you're being prejudiced in the fact that you're assuming that all white people have money.
And black people don't. That's a biased thing.
That's another thing, too.
I mean, plenty of black people, you know, fortunately, have done very well. Now, I understand there's a lot of poor people in that area of the country. There is. But then just do it by region. Just, you know, don't fucking do it by skin color. Pip said, how do you determine what's black enough?
Yeah.
So.
Is it the one drop rule? I mean, how many, what color is acceptable? Are there regions of origin? Like, are you going to take my DNA and say, oh, look, you have some Somalian blood. You're in, $10. Who's judging this?
I don't know. I think. I commend Tiny Jag. You know, it is hard to pull out of something like this. I think this should have been a bigger story. I'm surprised Fox News wasn't fucking doing this for 3 hours straight every fucking day for a week. I mean, this is right up their alley. Like, Tucker Carlson could have had a good hour with this shit. I'm stunned. But, you know, that's me being a white male attacking women. So, what do you want me to tell you, Joe? I think it's a problem. I commend Tiny Jag, and I think this festival, I think maybe their heart was in the right place, if I'm given the benefit of the doubt. I think the execution was very, very poor. Speaking of very, very poor execution, a man who's been a celebrity the past week, the Bagel Boss, the guy who went on a rant at the Bagel Boss, place I used to do comedy. Do you ever do? I'm sure you did shows at the Bagel Boss.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, there was a couple of them in Long Island. I did shows at the Bagel Boss. So this guy, this is a man who is 5 foot tall. If you haven't seen it, most people have. I'll play the audio for you. Goes on this fucking rant at the Bagel Boss. So I'm going to play that, and then News 12 in Long Island did a lengthy interview with him, and I'll play you some of the highlights from that, and then.
Why is it okay for women to say, "Oh, you're 5 feet on dating sites? You should be dead." That's okay.
Nobody.
The women in general have said it on dating sites. You think I'm making that shit up? Yeah. Everywhere I go, I get the same fucking smirk with the biting lip. Shut your mouth. You're not God or my father or my boss. Dude, want to step outside? You want to step outside? Huh? I'm not scared.
I know.
You shut up, dude. Just like a fuck up. Go ahead and attack me. Big fuck.
That's happening to all my life. People think they're better than you because they're taller than you or whatever. And I went in basically to order a bagel sandwich, and the Indian woman who had never helped me there before didn't seem to understand the concept of egg whites. So after saying it about three times, and I verified, she goes, okay, I understand. I says, okay, fine. Then she's doing this with her mouth and looking at people and smirking and laughing, and I started to feel like I was being maligned, or, you know, I felt like I was less of a person. And you know how people are when they with their faces and the glee and stuff. So finally I took it and I says, Miss. I says, what are you laughing at? I says, I'm a freak with you. So now they're acting like they didn't do it, which got me mad. But I, you know, then from that point on, that's when the people jumped in, and my whole life people feel that they could attack me. They could, you know, they would jump me from behind, punch me. I had a guy cut in front of me years ago, and he pushed me when I asked him I was next. Why? Didn't say nothing. He just turned around and pushed me. It's been going on a long time. I went to the woods yesterday. I was taking my anger out on the trees with a bat, and I accidentally hit my leg. But the bruise actually went down, but I hit my leg with a miniature Yankees bat. That hurt. So then anyway, they take it upon themselves to put their hands on people when obviously it's against the law. It's harassment. The cops can never seem to do anything. I'm tired of women using me, abusing me, lying to my face, telling me you like me on dates, and then you take my money, you cut me off, and you say I'm too short when you're about my height. It's ridiculous. And when you add all that up, I snap. It's going to end. I'm going to end it today. I'm the current prophet. I'm the current Martin Luther King. And if nobody likes it, too bad. I'm not tolerating it anymore, and nobody else should, for that matter. Mind games, being used, bullying, it's over. I'm not taking it anymore. All built up. And I've had enough. I've had enough. So now I'm living in my van by choice. But this has been going on all my life. Grow the hell up and get over it. But that's it. I'm your modern-day prophet. I'm your modern-day Martin Luther King. You don't like it? You want to put a bullet in my head or John Lennon's head or his head for one piece? Too bad. Because I'm not changing. Basically taking what they were believing in and try to get across the world, and I'm bringing it to a heightened level. I'm basically doing their work, and I'm continuing like they're alive in spirit. And I'm done. I am done, bro. I go in this 7-Eleven up here, and that Pakistani guy goes, "What is your height?" Doesn't say good morning. This is 5 in the morning. And I snap. I says, "Dude, shut the hell up. I'm tired of this shit. I can't even go in a store and get a coffee without being harassed. Leave me the hell alone. If you don't want to say hello, good morning, don't talk to me. I'm not answering anybody who does not do anything but degrade me anymore. I have diabetes. I don't need this shit no more, bro. I'm tired of it. It's a game. Well, that's over. Over."
Did you guys enjoy Alice Cooper's contribution to that?
Very much.
A little no more Mr. Nice Guy. So I edited that up from an interview. He's also said, "I got girls hitting on me I don't even know," which I find most of the women that hit on me, I don't know. I mean, they're hitting on me, but I am unaware of it.
Yeah.
They are unaware of it, but it is happening.
You know, he says something, and you're like, well, maybe I could kind of see his point. Then he mentions that he was hitting a tree with a bat.
Miniature bat.
A miniature bat.
Of course he was.
And he wound up hitting himself because it bounced off the tree back onto him. It's like, this guy's an asshole.
So this guy's talking in the parking lot, and others were quick to knock him down. Dawn, a homeless woman drinking a beer, said of Chris Morgan, "He has a Napoleon complex real bad. He thinks he's on top of the world." Other meltdown surfaced Thursday on his YouTube channel, which we've gone to. Morgan said he's already filed the police report, and he wants charges filed. Now, listen, he's doing very well. He just signed a special event fight with other viral videos. We can only hope it ends in a fucking double knockout. We never see any of these people again. Now, I know a lot of podcasts and internet shows, they wanted to have this guy on the air. I get it. Honestly, the thought crossed my mind, reach out to him, because I feel like we could. I'm just like, I don't want to give him that much attention.
Yeah, well, there's a show on Anthony's, Chrissy Hennermo, yeah.
Yeah, listen, I get it. Yeah, it's a good way to get a lot of listeners. But it's just like, ugh, I don't know.
The guy's a nutcase.
Do you want that guy in your home?
What?
Do you want that guy in your home?
You know, I feel like I have Joe here regularly. How much worse can it get?
I'd give you a really, but he's got a worse temper than I do.
I'm less afraid of him when he gets mad.
Yeah, you know.
I will agree with him on a couple of things. Because he said, I'll agree with him on a couple of things. I do think smaller people do get discriminated against. You know, this guy's 5'5". I am taller than that. I am almost 5'5". And, I feel like people shorter than me, especially, you get dismissed. I think that's a thing.
She also...
Absolutely. Women are looking for taller men than themselves. And he said something about, you know, the women brushing him off because they were 5 feet themselves but didn't want him. And women traditionally want men that are taller than them.
Yeah, like I had a very good friend for a number of years until she disappeared, the bitch, who, like, insisted on, like, dating taller guys. And she was about my height.
Right.
But she's like, what is that? Pip, did you ever, like, insist on dating taller guys?
No.
Joe, but did you ever insist on dating taller guys?
Oh, yes, I have.
Joe wants a man to hold him.
Why should I bend down? But
you're going to bend over, but you're not going to bend down.
Hysterical. But, you know, also in the video, I wonder, because he mentioned in that interview, because I was watching a full interview yesterday where there was a sign.
I'd like to think 9 minutes well spent.
Hysterical, yeah. the girl at the counter made a sign kind of goofing on him, and then he got pissed off at that, and I think that's when he started yelling and when he started the video. But I don't know, because the guy's a nut. with a bad taste. He's got anger issues. But coming from me, that's something.
I do think it's harder. I think it's harder for short men. Like Pip, have you ever dated a guy that's shorter than you?
You can't get much shorter than me, so no.
Yeah, we can. I mean, I've actually dated a good amount of the women I've dated have actually been taller than me, some significantly taller than me.
Right.
And I think, I don't know why that is, but a lot of women won't even entertain that. And I will say that when I was walking out with them, there is a part of me go, I wonder what people fucking think of this. Right. Like, there is a part, like, as a shorter person, as a shorter guy, when you're dating a taller woman, even for me, you go, I wonder what they think of this. Does it look like a fucking freak show?
Yeah.
And then, you just got to be secure enough in your own skin to go, fuck it.
Well, it goes deeper than that, because he was mentioning in that interview there was some deals that he went that he got screwed over, and this happened, and I think maybe because they're happening is because he's stupid, I'm living in a van by my own choice.
Joe, is that your technical analysis of the situation? Yeah. I think he's stupid.
I think
can't
he's
argue
stupid.
With that.
It's like, I'm living in a van by my own choice. I want a place to live, but I want wheels under it. You know, I mean, nobody says that.
He does.
Well, yeah.
He has his miniature Yankee bat.
Yeah.
I guess people have interviewed this guy since then. This guy's a real prick. I don't know. I didn't want to find out if he's a prick or not. But I will say the short thing is real. Now, I don't think people have laughed at me. But I'm not.
Well, yeah.
All right. I walked right into that.
Oh, boy, did you.
Right on the wheels of a Hellgate story. All right. Happy birthday, as you would say.
Oh, you should shut me up and go, you want me to read Reddit reviews, stupid?
No. I'll let you have that. I walked right into it. Trust me. I know what you're capable of. I'll be on top soon enough. I'm secure enough.
Hysterical.
I walked in there. But no, I mean, I don't feel when I walk into places outside of comedy clubs, motherfucker. Where people are laughing at me because of my appearance, and I would imagine that is very unsettling and depressing and demeaning. And the guy is 5 foot tall, and honestly, you don't see a lot of men that short in our society. You might see him in some of these places like New Guinea and everything,
yeah.
And places in Asia where they're not as tall as Americans are. Americans seem to be fairly tall,
mm-hmm.
But I would imagine. It's got to be a lot. So in that regard, I feel for him. The guy's getting fucking laughed at. I mean, if you're 5 foot, it's probably really tough to date women. Because, listen, we all have our shallowness.
Yeah.
We all want, guys might want somebody with a big ass or a small ass or big boobs or a small waist. We all have our fucking things where we discriminate. But there's not two women that go, I want a fun-sized man. Then, there's not a lot of women saying that.
But the funny thing is, then you start to feel, I was hitting a tree with a bat the other day. Just like, yeah.
Well, I mean, he doesn't
Who
help
doesn't?
Himself. He doesn't? Yeah. He doesn't help himself.
No.
Pip, is he adorable?
No, but his attitude carries forward before he even gets in the room. You can see the little scowl. I was watching this thing, and I was, I was just listening to it now, and I was reflecting on what the problem you were having online about people saying, you're just mad at Pelosi because she's a woman. This guy projects onto other people their dislike of him because of his size. And he's probably heard enough discouragement that he is expecting it. And it's kind of like the people that were arguing with you online, they've heard enough misogyny, so they just, without even listening to everything you had to say, they expected it.
That's interesting. All right, I'll give you that. What do you think of the statement that he's a prophet?
He's nuts.
No?
He's
not the next Martin Luther King?
Absolutely not.
Oh, my God. What a terrible thing to say. No.
I can imagine. 5'3 at last. 5'3 at last. Lifts make me 5'3 at last.
Yeah, I know. He shall overcome. He's going to need a ladder.
I had a dream. I was 6 foot. It was amazing.
I had a dream of a stepladder and an elevator shoes. And our dream, one day, they...
So inappropriate.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy's a little...
I don't think there was a march at Selma because you had to be this high to walk over the bridge.
Yeah, I mean, that's where you...
Yeah.
Why aren't you crossing the bridge? I can't get across. I'm going to need a boost.
Yeah.
I mean, but we're doing it now, too. We're demeaning the guy. But he, in a way, like Pip says, he brings it upon himself.
He brings it upon himself.
When you call you, when you compare yourself for getting in a brawl at a bagel joint to Martin Luther King, it's a little much.
He rambles. Yeah. He rambles on about
well, which is why he's not on the show. Shit. There's already three people who do that. We can't
hysterical.
Have a fourth. I will say this: I do believe the lie. Now I'm going to take my breakfast. Is the new mic drop? I will give him that.
I tell you, and me to watch that. I mean, I had two altercations this past week.
Oh, really? I didn't realize. Do tell.
Oh yeah. Well, first I was at the bank, and
you can't take money out when there's zero in there.
That's
I
right.
Can tell
you. That was just enough. So I go in there, and a woman parks in the fire lane. And I go, you know, they're going to give you a ticket. You're parking in a fire lane. And so I she doesn't say anything to me. So I'm getting the money out of the bank. And she
well,
goes,
minding other people's business.
Yeah. And I go and she goes to me, oh, well, you know, fire lane, you cut in front of a lady. And I go, a lady wouldn't park in a fire zone and not be conscious of the others.
Look at you.
And then I said, stupid.
Did
and then
you?
She called me stupid back. Yeah.
Really? You yeah. gave her a stupid.
I gave
like
her
you
stupid.
Were hanging out here.
She gave me
did
a stupid back.
Well,
yeah.
Good for her. She knows the protocol.
Yeah.
Did you forget where you were? Like, I was with you up until that point. You know, a lady wouldn't do it. I'm like, oh, good for you, Joe. Too shy. But then to call her a stupid, like you're hanging out on after the fucking show.
No, it's
you know, that's a little much.
So then Sunday, I'm heading over to the compound, and I go to I'm in my street. There's no commercial traffic, and there's a they have one of these don't block the box things. So there is a tow truck.
Funny, I had a number of parents who said that when I tried to take out their daughter. Huddle, huddle, who?
Da 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 da. Hi, it's the colonel on the phone. You know,
I didn't say she was a hooker,
yeah,
Joe.
Yeah. So there's this guy towing a truck. He's a tow truck towing a truck, and I go around him because he's not supposed to be there. And I go around to get into the box area as the lights turn green, and I cut around him because I want to get to the light. So I pull into the 7-Eleven parking lot to buy beer, and the guy pulls in and he goes, "Well, you think you're a real hot dog when you're driving?" I go, "What are you talking about? Oh, you cut me off there." I go, "Let me ask you a question. No, I should kick your ass." Blah, blah. I go, "Really?
Wow, wow, that
so
escalated."
I go, "Where were you turning from?" "You know, it doesn't matter." I go, "You're not answering my question. Where are you turning from?" I go, "Oh, fuck you." So I go back to the 7-Eleven. He goes, "You better not come into the 7-Eleven." I go, "Listen to me and listen good." I go, "Between your job choice and your tattoos, it's going to be the third biggest fucking mistake you've ever made." Okay, I go.
Look at you with a fucking list.
I go. I'm coming at the 7-Eleven.
Roll call.
And you're going to be going to jail. Understand me, stupid?
He must have been smaller than you.
No, he was about the same size. All so right. He goes into the 7-Eleven. He goes, "Really big man. You're a big talker when you're in your fucking car."
How is that conversation when you're both online purchasing beef jerky?
He goes, "You're a big man. You're a big man when you're in your fucking car." I go, "We've been talking face to face for the past 3 minutes. Where's the car, stupid?"
Oh, God.
And I go, "Oh, you're buying beer." I go, "Listen to me." I go, "You're driving a tow truck on a Sunday. I'm going to be poolside in 30 minutes. Go fuck your mother."
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Luckily, I didn't have a lot.
Go fuck your mother is the old, now I'm going to take my breakfast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, Joe. It really escalated quite quickly.
Yeah.
Look at Joe. Yeah. Just another day on the island.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Fucking, I can't believe there's no viral videos of you, you maniac. Why wasn't somebody filming you?
Surprised there isn't.
Yeah. I mean, we would, you know, if Joe did go viral, he'd be on the Jameson show and not here. But
here's the deal, though. You guys know my temper, buddy. You know my temper. So if I'm getting in an argument like that, I'm in a position where, like, if somebody decides to take a video, I'm going to be the guy coming out looking like, you know, not looking like a nut.
You must have just enjoyed the fact that you were having verbal sparring with somebody who is completely below your level of verbal sparring, as opposed to what you have to walk into in this fucking line.
Oh, yeah. No, because I was asking him, I go, "Where were you turning from?" You're not answering. You're not answering the question. Where are you?
He has to show his work.
Where are you? I go, "You know where you were turning from, and you know you were wrong." I go, "You know, stupid."
You,
I go,
know,
you, stupid.
"You know what you did."
Yeah, stupid. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. You know what you did.
Jesus Christ.
"Oh, I got nice tattoos. They're doing a lot of good work with crayon lately, I see."
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Oh, he just wanted some burnt sienna.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. You didn't like to work with the periwinkle, Joe, so you had to critique it?
It's, you know,
they have a unicorn? Jesus.
You forget, you know, civilians forget when, you know, they
well,
don't
know they're encountering a crabby comic.
I know, but it's like it just fucking
poor guy walked into
them.
A buzzsaw.
But the funny thing is, it's not like he was the aggressor. Now, and he thought he was going to scare me, and I just sunk both fangs into
him. The hero of this whole, both stories, is the woman who stupided you right back. She knew the protocol.
Yeah, I know. I'll give her that. Yes.
You got to give her that.
I'll give her that.
Most civilians would be stunned at outright being called stupid. Okay, but she just gave, really stupid? She gave it right back.
Well, the funny thing is, what I when she said, I you can't see, but I gave a shrug. Well, yeah.
It was a stupid stalemate. There we
go.
I'll give her that.
Give her that, right. Yes, yes, yes.
She was in a stupid fight, and she, you know, she got a draw.
Yeah, right.
Good for her. Much better than the fucking beef jerky guy at 7-Eleven.
And that's the thing about being a comic. You know, usually, you know, civilians, they don't want an altercation, you know, and he won't say anything. As a comic, you're used to that shit.
Yeah, but I don't want an altercation either. You do.
The 7-Eleven, I did not. 7-Eleven,
I just want to get my beef jerky.
Yeah, and all I wanted to do was get my beer. I had to stop off at Uncle Giuseppe's and then head to the party.
I understand.
Yeah.
I think that's what normally passes as pleasantries on Long Island, isn't it?
And a stupid to you. And a stupid to you.
We're not the friendliest bunch. That's
a little tip of the hat and a stupid, and you both part ways.
You know what? It's like, Long Island, it was voted the worst accent, and I think we were voted the most unfriendly. That's why we're on an island.
Yeah.
We're there for a reason.
Yeah. I don't know why they let you back into civilization. All right. So we're going to take our final break. On the break. I'm very excited about this. We have new music from a childhood friend of mine, Matt. He grew up down the road from me. We spent countless hours swimming in his pool. It was an above-ground pool, because that's what it was back in the day.
Right.
This in-ground pool thing, it's a newer phenomenon. Back in the day in the suburbs, it was above-ground, and we were happy to have it. And as somebody who couldn't swim, I was really happy to have it, because they weren't too tall, and neither was I.
Yeah.
So,
but there's enough to drown with.
Just enough to drown with.
Just enough to drown with.
So we used to go swimming in his pool. We used to shoot hoops. He was younger, but also taller than me, a recurring theme in my life. But so he's been a musician for a long time. I actually have a cassette tape he gave me years ago from one of his bands. But this is the first song from his band Occupado, and the song is Never Saw. That's going to be the first track I play. And you can find more about them on Facebook. You look up Occupado, OCUPADO. They also have a new album out on iTunes, so I encourage you guys to check it out, some good rock music. And after that, we have the Excite Project featuring Natalia with Fire in Me, and you can learn more about them at khb-music.de. So play those tunes, and then we'll come back and do some Ann Jackson Call Tonight. Don't go anywhere.